Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Talk with the Queen. It is your girl, L'Oreal, but I go by L. I know it's been a minute since I've been a parent. I just have so much going on, but this really, I just had this little push this morning to come on here and record because I think, you know, somebody that needs to hear this, so I'm going to talk about it. So, She's Gotta Have It, season two is on. I've watched the first season. I thought it was amazing. I thought it was brilliant. And the second season is even more deeper. I feel like first season, she was Nola Darling, which is the main character. She was a little lost in the first season, trying to find her way. And I think for the second season, they made it so she was getting more in tune with herself and what is her purpose within her art. Because she's an artist. And I feel like she's coming more into herself, which I can't wait to see the next seasons. Yeah, I'm going to say seasons because you can't stop it. We can't stop that. It has to keep going. You have to see what this Nola Darling is going to create and what is she going to become, the woman that she's going to become. And I can't wait to see it. But anyway, there's another actor by the name of Anthony Ramos, and he plays Mars, which was one of her love interests in the first season. But in the second season, they made it so that they were friends. They stayed connected through a friendship because she ended up in a relationship and she didn't see a relationship with him. So, but they remained good friends, which was cool. I'm going to talk about that on another episode of mine of male and females being friends and etc. But anyway, today, there's a song that's on one of the episodes. That, what I love too is that they actually just open the characters up more, showing us their other talents. And Anthony Ramos can sing, and I love his voice. I think it's amazing. So the song that they had, or that he sung on one of the episodes, really touched my heart, and really now for me is like a push, because I'm going through a lot. I don't sugarcoat shit when it comes to me especially or anyone else. And we go through things. This is what happens in life. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. If anything, you try to get help or find things to help you or find things to get you through. And there's nothing wrong with that. You're humans. This is what you're supposed to do. And for me, this song was just so amazing. It brought tears to my eyes because I feel like this a lot of days, and then a lot of days, it's just half and half. I have really, really high days, and I have really, really low days, and this song, I just listened to it, and I guess that's what pushed me to talk about this and come on here, because somebody's going through something, and I just want to help, but I've already put in my mind that this podcast was for me to help others. I didn't care about a following. It's more like, am I helping people? This is what I feel I should be doing, just sharing what I know to help the other person, and I'm all for that. And just talking about everything here. So what the song is called, Cry Today and Smile Tomorrow. And we often do that. And sometimes it's the other way around. Sometimes it's smile today and then cry tomorrow, because sometimes we just don't have the time to cry that day. So guess what? You're going to do it tomorrow. And then it's the other way around. It goes back and forth. And this is just life in general. And what I took from this is, have more days to smile more than anything. That's our goal. And you just have to listen to the song. Go to his page. You can pull it up on Anthony Ramos Official. I think that's what it is. And it's nowhere on iTunes. I looked for it, of course, because I want to have it on my phone permanently. But go to his page, and he put the clip up, because I'm guessing he did get a lot of good feedback, so he put it up. And I'm hoping that he actually just put the song out. He has an amazing voice. I love his voice. I sing and I love music, and music speaks to me. And that's my way of coping with a lot of things in my life, music. I find songs that I can relate to at that moment or that time in my life or that day or that second or that minute or that moment, whatever it may be. I always seem to find a song that speaks to me for whatever it is that I'm going through. So music is my outlet, and art, because I just got back into art and drawing, and art for me, and reading, learning new things as well. So I'm finding different ways to get through my whatever it is that I'm going through. Yes, you have friends, but at the end of the day, you stand alone with all your issues. You face those issues by yourself for the most part. Sometimes you do have somebody that can stand there and hold your hand and actually have time, but at the end of the day, we all have things to do. You can't solely depend on others. You have to really just depend on yourself and be strong and find other ways you can get through things. But this song, I tell you, just talking about it is almost like bringing tears to my eyes. You gotta really listen to the words. It's so honest, it's so raw, it's so true. And a lot of us hide from our hurt, a lot of us hide from our pain, because we want to put up this, oh, I'm strong and can't nothing break me. Okay, that's fine and all, nothing can break you. Okay, we get that. But you have things that can make you cry and things that can make you sad, because you're human. You're not, I just feel like some people just don't know how to just accept their pain, and you gotta accept it to move through it and to move past it. You have to cry. If you have to cry, then you cry. If you have to scream, then you scream. If you have to write something down, write it down, a thought that you just can't say, but you could write it, then you write it. If you need to put on music and just get lost in it, then you do so. I'm all for you finding something that will move you and push you through this storm or this dark day or this dark hour or this dark minute or second, whatever it may be. It's okay to feel your pain. It's okay to sit still for a minute. If you need a second, then you tell people, I need a second. If you don't want to talk to nobody, turn your phone off. You can let people know, listen, I'm okay, but I just need a minute to myself. You have people hitting you up, you're not hitting them back. When you do hit them back, I mean, you don't owe anybody an explanation at the end of the day. Because it's for you to take care of you at the end of the day. Don't get me wrong, you have people in your corner, but what about when that person can't be there? Then what? Everybody has their own life. We understand this. But whatever you need to get through it, I push you to go through it. Don't ignore it. Don't push it to the back. Because guess what? It's going to come up again because you didn't go through it. And then you're going through other things. But yet you didn't finish going through this one thing. So now you've got this big pile of pain and just anger now. Now it's turned into anger. Now this pain is turned into anger, and you just being angry, and it's no longer sad because you didn't move through it. Now you have other stuff adding on to that. So I push people, please go through what you're going through. Because sooner or later these things are gonna turn into something nasty, and you don't want that. You don't want it to turn you into somebody nasty. So I tell you guys, go through what you need to go through. You have to. This is what you're supposed to do. I found my song. Right now, the moment I found my song, it's going to get me through. And I'm happy. And yes, I'll shed tears, but guess what? I'm getting through it, and I'm crying through it. Whatever I need to do, write through it, paint through it, I'm going to do it. Because if I'm not right, guess what? Everybody else that I take care of is not going to be right. You have to take care of you first. And I push this as well. You have to come first in everything. If you're not right, how the hell can you be a good friend to another person if you're not being good to yourself? How the hell can you love somebody else if you ain't loving yourself right? It has to start with you. How can you take care of another human being, meaning children or whatever the case may be, if you have a parent that's in a home or something? How could you do these things if you can't take care of yourself first? You have to always come first, no matter what it is. It's not being selfish. it's actually being selfless, because this way you'll know what to do when it comes to another person that you need to take care of. Because guess what? You're taken care of. You know what it feels like to be taken care of the proper way. So now you know how to do these things. A lot of people get so caught up and say, oh, I gotta do this for this person. I gotta do this for this person. What about you? Yet you're dealing with a heartbreak and you're still trying to take care of other people. There's no way. You won't properly do it. So my message in this is push through what you're going through. Go through it. Don't just skip and run through it. You can't run through it. If you gotta take your time, then take your time. Cry it out, paint it out, write it out, sing it out, dance it out. Whatever it is that you need to do. If you need to have a little sip of wine here and there, okay, then do so. I'm not saying drink yourself under the table, but you get what I'm saying. If hanging out with a friend is what gets you through, then hang out with the friend. Especially if that friend is down to hang with you and they know you're going through something, then you do so. You use them. They want you to use them. They're there. When people tell you, come to me, and you really know you can go to them, go to them. Don't leave yourself in this pain and let it turn into something even more serious, of something that you can't get through just as easy as if you would have done it at the beginning. So that was my message for today. I'm hoping somebody get through it, and I hope you find whatever it is that you need to get through, whatever it is that you're going through. And pray. I'm not pushing nobody on what I believe in, but whatever it is that you believe in, do so. Whatever it is that you pray, or whoever you pray to, do so. With that being said, it's Saturday. I believe it is June 1st. It is a new month already. And time is just flying. And a lot of you may have deadlines for stuff and may be nervous, maybe panicking, but take your time. Things will come to you. Remember that you gotta take care of you in order to take care of everything else. I just want to thank whoever it is that's listening. I want to thank you for coming and listening. And I hope I helped someone today. That was my goal. That's my goal every day. I love helping people if I can. And then I know when I can't, because I'm going through something. But when I can, I'm here. And I show up for friends, family, just whoever I love. Or whoever I hold close to my heart. I just want to thank you for coming here and listening to me and taking time to listen to my episode, because you didn't have to. But I appreciate everyone that come listen to it. I don't care if it was one person that listened to it. If I helped you, then that's what matters. I don't care about a following. I want to help people. That's my goal. So I hope you continue to listen. I'll make sure I'll come back and share whatever I can with you and talk about topics that no one else talks about, and just give my thoughts. Hopefully I could turn this into something more. Oh, I'm looking to turn it into something more than just a podcast. But anyway, you can follow me on my Instagram page, which is Talk with the Queen, and I have my podcast link there as well. So if you want to share it with a friend or whoever, then do so. You can have them come listen as well. And I also have my personal page, which is Queen LC, but that's at the top of my page at Talk with Queen. So you'll find it there, and you'll see whatever else I'm doing. I'm always doing something. My problem is sticking with it. I know my problems. I know my issues. I got to work through it. I got to deal with it, right? So I'm trying to. And I appreciate you and whoever you are that's listening. I appreciate you. And if no one's told you, I love you. I love you. I like you. And I like you. I follow Ajna on Instagram as well. And she says that. So I definitely, I don't want anybody to think I'm still saying, I put your name on here, girl. So. oh, I love you, I like you, and I lie for you. I don't know if, not remember if she said it in that order, but she does says, she says these things, and every time she say it, I feel it, and I'm hoping that you feel it. Be true to yourself, go through what you need to go through, take your time, make sure you're okay. Thank you for tuning in to Talk with the Queen. Peace.